I took this photo on my idea of a perfect day. It was calm, it was warm, it was rainy, not too rainy, not thunderstormy, but just this soothing, comforting rain, and probably mid 80 degrees out. It was so nice. That's like my perfect ideal weather right there. And we've had way more of these this summer than usual in Oklahoma, which has been a welcome change from the past several years. So on this particular day, I went out for a short walk and I brought my D200, as I sometimes do. Now, the weather ceiling on this camera is not what it used to be, so I had to be a little careful. Generally, it can take a little bit of a beating, but I didn't want it to get drenched in rain or anything like that. So I put it in my backpack and just kind of wandered around campus for a few minutes, looking around and enjoying the weather and taking in the sights. I was almost done with my walk, and I wasn't out specifically to take a photo opportunity. I wasn't out to take an awesome photo. I just wanted to get out and enjoy the weather for a few minutes, and brought my camera just in case something happened. Well, I was almost done with my walk, and I saw a curious sight, which was a bike chained to a bench, and then it hit me. I hadn't seen any other bikes on my walk, which is kind of rare on a college campus. Obviously, you wouldn't really bike in the rain a lot to get from one place to another, but for some reason, I didn't notice this. It sort of hit me just then that, yeah, wow, I haven't really seen any other bikes, and this is kind of curious. I saw this bike sitting all alone, forlorn, like the owner maybe got caught in the rain and first quickly changed it up to the first thing he or she saw, and this poor bike was just leaning over, slumped over on this bench, and it looked kind of sad, but I thought, hey, it might look like a good photo opportunity. And so I thought about how I could get a shot of this bike, but I wanted to put it in context. Just a bike itself is kind of boring. I wanted to show it in relation to the weather. So what about this bike makes it interesting? What about it makes for a good photo opportunity? And as I was sort of looking around and trying a few different angles, someone walked past and then it hit me. I need a person in this shot. And that would add the extra element that I needed. I knew it wouldn't be long until someone walked by with an umbrella. And so I just waited around. And sure enough, a few minutes later, this dude came down the steps and he had his umbrella. There was actually a couple people who walked past, some with umbrellas and some without. And it didn't quite work to get their photo either. I was too close or too far, or they were just walking without really doing anything interesting. And pretty soon this guy showed up, and this is all in the space of maybe 2 minutes. So this guy showed up and he had an umbrella, which I thought was really cool, because if it's not immediately obvious that it's raining, then you'll see the umbrella. And or maybe I should say, in a couple photos I took, it wasn't immediately obvious that it was raining, and you could see the reflections, but you wouldn't notice that it's a rainy day. Well, the umbrella is a dead giveaway that it's a rainy day. So immediately as you look at this photo, your mind gets put in that context of, okay, it's raining because there's this umbrella, and it sort of changes the way you perceive the photo a little bit. At least that's my hope anyway. So this guy came walking past, and I was shooting in aperture priority. I had the ISO set for 200. To get a nice, clean, crisp image on my D200. I was shooting at f4 for just a little depth of field, not too much. And that got me a shutter speed of 1/800th of a second. When you shoot an aperture priority, you calculate the aperture. The camera does the rest. Well, the camera does the shutter. I also calculate the ISO. Anyway, so there I am shooting in aperture priority, trying a couple different things, waiting for someone to walk past and people walking past. And here comes this guy down the steps, who I quick just jammed on the shutter. I don't generally put my cameras in continuous shooting mode or motor drive, as they say. Instead, I just click away with my finger really quick. So I just took several rapid shots in succession as he came down these steps and sort of walked in front of me and of the bike. And most of them turned out fine, but I really liked this one for some reason. I think, to me, this photo encapsulates college life. You've got this guy with a backpack on. He's got a university t-shirt. It's Pistol Pete on his t-shirt, if you look there. He's got his iPhone. He's got his white earbuds going up around over to his head. And he's got the Apple logo on his water bottle. I mean, this could hardly be a more stereotypical shot of college life. I guess maybe not the rain, that you could take or leave it with the rain, but For some reason, I'm pleased with how this turned out, not just because of the way you see this guy with an umbrella, but how he just happens to encapsulate what it looks like to be on a college today. And because I work at a college, I see a lot of college kids, and this is a fairly typical sight. I also, as a side note, if you look at the use of orange and teal, those colors complement each other. You see this all the time on movie posters and in movies in general. And if you just do a Google search on orange and teal, you'll see that that particular color combination it's very striking. It's visually effective. And this photo isn't orange and teal. It's orange and then sort of a burnt red and then a blue on the bike, blue and white. But I think in general, the color combination here of the orange umbrella and the red and the blue and white tires on the bike, I think it works out fairly well. I wish there was a little more green. The green is kind of muted because it's a rainy day. You see the bushes and trees. But overall, it'd be nice if this photo had a little more life and color to it. But that's okay because it sort of, as it is, it sort of sends the impression of a rainy, drab, dreary day, which dreary, it's awesome in my book. But you get the point. Anyway, the lesson here is don't try too hard for photo inspiration. Sometimes we overthink it. We try too hard and we try to get the perfect photo, or we say, I'm going to go out today, I'm going to take an awesome photo, and you got something in mind, and maybe it just doesn't work out. Don't try too hard for photo inspiration. Sometimes it just comes to you when you least expect it. And that's what happened here, and that's what happens in a lot of my photos. I'm not necessarily looking for an awesome shot. Sometimes I am, and I really take care to plan out a really good shot, but often I find that if you know your camera, if you kind of have some rules in mind of how you want to shoot and some concepts of framing and composition, you can get a good picture even if you're not really looking for it. And sometimes, I would argue more often than not, a good photo is right in front of you, whether without you maybe even knowing it.